Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Man, it was a hot day yesterday. It's going to be hot again today. But look, there is something to look forward to. In the midst of all of the hate, in the midst of all of the heated campaign, there's something to look forward to. I mean, let's not be negative about life. Let's be positive, too. There's a cold front coming through here. It's not going to be that cold. But next weekend is going to be like picture perfect. Temperatures in the mid-80s. We'd like it a little cooler than that, but mid-80s is better than we have now. And also, the humidity's going to be lower because of the front. Now, the front's going to come through and bring us some rain tomorrow, Thursday, and I think into Friday as well. And there's just, you know, a lot to look forward to with that. And there's one spot on the North Shore, I think Sunday morning, that's going to be in the upper 50s. And then on the South Shore, it's going to be in the 70s and in the 60s on the North Shore by the weekend. So this is something to look forward to. Now, also, the Saints play their opening game in the Caesar Superdome against the Carolina Panthers. It's an opening weekend. I hope the Saints start off on a positive note. I mean, I would think that the Saints should beat the Panthers. But if you watch college football over the weekend, you know that anything can happen on any given day when it comes to football. And I really did. When I saw the game scheduled, I was looking forward to watching football Monday night. But when I saw it was Boston College and Florida State, I don't like Florida State. I didn't think Boston College had much of a chance. And then I started watching the game. And, I mean, my God, Boston College came out just, I mean, popped out to a lead. And, man, they just kept the pedal to the metal. And they just played great football. And Florida State just couldn't get it together. And I don't like Florida State, maybe in part because they handed LSU a couple of key victories at the beginning of seasons. But I don't really care for Florida State. So it was really nice to see them lose. And also it was nice to see the underdog do such a great job. LSU was, about a 4 or 5 point favorite in the game against, this was Sunday night, in the game against USC, and LSU lost. Brian Kelly was really upset after the game, and it seemed like LSU lost. I mean, a lot of broken tackles, a lot of attempts to knock the runner over, not tackle him, but just knock the runner over. And a lot of players, I do this, in the NFL too. And it just, I mean, I feel badly for Garrett Nussmeier because this guy had his moment and he lived up to the moment. I thought he was spectacular. And I'm sorry that the team failed him and he lost. And there were some other players that did a really good job and LSU had another opening season loss. And Brian Kelly said the players don't seem to be motivating themselves. And as Ian pointed out a few minutes ago, isn't that the job of the coach? Yeah, that's partly the job of the coach. All right, if you want to join us with a comment on this Tuesday afternoon, and I remind you it's Tuesday because it seems like a Monday, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So after Labor Day weekend, the campaigning is really serious in any election year. After the summer, after Labor Day weekend, it really gets down to serious campaigning. And that's where we are now. We have the results of a couple of polls. We're going to share that with you coming up. And Kamala Harris continues to do well, but it's way too soon to celebrate her victory because Trump can still win. Trump's still got a very good chance of winning. Neither side can claim their candidate is going to win. Also, we're still getting reaction to LSU's loss, and we'll continue with that. So if you're on hold, more of your calls, more of your texts are coming up. So if you haven't paid much attention to politics this summer, let's get caught up on what's been going on.
Summer is unofficially over, and this one will go down as one of the most chaotic political stretches in American history. The race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump was already close when they debated in late June, and the president flubbed his way through it.
It was really hard to watch.
The mummy versus the dummy.
The next day.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to.
The president started facing calls to end his run from lawmakers and analysts like Nathan Daschle, who worried he would sink the party's chances.
It's unavoidable.
The White House billed the debate failure as simply a bad day.
We want to turn the page on this.
And while the president resisted pressure,
I'm staying in the race.
3 weeks later,
the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
The president stepped aside. Trump cried foul.
That was a coup. It was a vicious, violent overthrow of a president of the United States.
Many Democrats like David Strong in Oregon were relieved.
I just didn't feel like he was our best shot to beat Trump.
The president immediately backed VP Kamala Harris.
She's going to make one hell of a president.
And Harris energized the party.
The momentum in this race is shifting. And there are signs that Donald Trump is feeling it.
In between, Trump faced near tragedy.
Take a look at what happened.
An assassination attempt at a Pennsylvania rally in mid-July.
Moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood.
Trump accepted his nomination, and after Harris became the Democratic nominee, proceeded going after her.
If Comrade Kamala wins this November, World War III is virtually guaranteed to happen. Everything she touches, she destroys.
While she promised a new American path forward.
We are not going back.
Leaving the president as a lame duck, playing out the final months of a half-century career.
I gave my best to you for 50 years.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
All right, so hopefully you enjoyed the holiday weekend, but from this point on, it's going to be an intense sprint to Election Day.
It may feel like the November 5th general election is still a long way off. It's not. It's just 8 weeks away. North Carolina starts filling requests for absentee ballots starting on Friday. The first presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is set for next Tuesday, the 10th, in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania voters can walk into their local election office and vote starting September 16th. Meanwhile, in 2 weeks, Trump faces criminal sentencing in his New York hush money case, unless his lawyers can persuade the judge to delay the proceedings. Both camps acknowledge victory is no sure thing and are putting almost all of their focus on undecided voters in just seven swing states. The Republican nominee remains on the offensive in the Midwest, with Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin in play. Democrats believe Harris's nomination has brought new life to Sunbelt prospects like Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. The economy, immigration, and abortion are taking center stage this November. Nine states are fielding measures to protect the right to abortion in their state constitutions. Jennifer King, Washington.
Yeah. It's interesting to take a look at those top issues, the economy, inflation, immigration. You know, for some American voters, it's one issue that's more important. For others, it's all three. And, you know, every election year, it seems like the economy is a really, really big issue. I do believe that Americans in a lot of ways are better off than they were 4 years ago. 4 years ago was the pandemic. So to be specific and say, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? A lot of Americans are. And as a result of the pandemic, a lot of people changed their lives. They changed their careers. They made decisions that made their lives better now. So, you know, a lot of this, oh, things are terrible. America's awful. We're going to have World War III. We're going to have a 1929 type depression. You know, all of that stuff is political rhetoric. All right. All eyes are on the Trump-Harris debate, which is 1 week away.
This debate has been highly anticipated by just about everybody paying close attention to the presidential race. In a lot of their campaign appearances and speeches along the trail, both Trump and Harris have talked about wanting to have that one-on-one moment with each other. And let's not forget, the only other presidential debate that's happened in the general election cycle was pretty pivotal.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I'm going to be watching. And of course, we will be talking about it the next day. Next Tuesday afternoon, we'll talk about the debate that happened on Monday. You know, I'm already envisioning kind of the ambiance of that. And, you know, Donald Trump is going to say what he says. And quite often what he says is not true. It doesn't mean that people don't love him and support him, but a lot of what he says is not true. But Kamala Harris is going to attack him on those things. And Donald Trump is going to attack Kamala Harris on being very liberal. But now she's presenting herself as being moderate. So is he going to be able to nail her as somebody who is insincere? Yeah, we have to wait and see. And then the first vice presidential debate is coming up October the 1st.
As far as we know, this may be the only time that we see Vance and Walz face off one-on-one on a debate stage, although there could be other debates scheduled in the weeks to come. With both men as running mates on their tickets, it's still very much an opportunity for them to introduce themselves to a broader audience. Both are currently in elected office, but may not be super well-known outside of their home states and the offices that they hold.
I think that's going to be an interesting debate, too. Vance and Walz. That's two completely different personalities. So that should be fun for us to watch. I mean, look, you know, I don't know about you, but during this whole political upheaval that's going on now, I'm just looking for good entertainment. President Biden hit the campaign trail with Kamala Harris yesterday.
President Joe Biden joined Vice President Kamala Harris at a Labor Day union rally. Biden said Harris is the only rational choice for president in November.
This woman knows what she's doing. Folks, I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made.
Harris used the event to repeat the administration's opposition to the planned sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan.
It is vital for our nation to maintain strong American steel companies. And I couldn't agree more with President Biden. U.S. Steel should remain American-owned and American-operated.
The rally was held at an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Hall in Pittsburgh. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm not sure Biden being on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris is a good thing. Are you? Some folks in Governor Tim Walz's motorcade got a bumpy ride yesterday.
Some vans at the back of a motorcade carrying Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz crashed on the highway while heading from the airport to a campaign stop in Milwaukee Monday, but Walz was unhurt.
Some of my staff and members of the press that were traveling up with us were involved in a traffic accident on the way here.
At least one reporter had an injured arm, others scrapes and bruises, and someone else a bloody nose.
We've spoken with the staff. I'm relieved to say that with a few minor injuries, everybody's going to be okay.
Governor Walz went to the hospital a few hours after the crash to check on those involved and said President Biden and Vice President Harris had called to also check in. I'm Julie Walker.
You know, based on what I saw in the accident, it was the right side of the vehicle that was damaged. So maybe they took a turn to the right, and that proved to be a mistake. At a Trump rally, there was a scary moment for members of the press covering the event.
Police say a man will face misdemeanor charges after he stormed into the press area at Donald Trump's rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, before being surrounded by authorities as the former president spoke at the campaign stop. As Trump watched the arrest happen, he said,
"Is there anywhere that's more fun to be than a Trump rally?"
The man who stormed into the press area was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. The man's motives aren't immediately clear. Johnstown police say he'll be formally charged next week with misdemeanor offenses. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Is there any place more fun to be than a Trump rally? How about home? I'm Scoot. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunor Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. We have some calls left over from last hour. We were talking about LSU's loss, a game they should have won, a game that they had won, but they let it go. They let USC steal the momentum, and USC came and put it to LSU. Another opening loss for the Tigers. That was a tough one. Let's go to Algiers and Ann. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Ann.
Hi, Scoot. I think the three LSU players who committed celebration penalties should be thrown off the team. They are an embarrassment to the team. They are an embarrassment to LSU. And they are an embarrassment to their parents and the state of Louisiana. We don't need those type of players on the team. They were not freshmen. They were leaders, they said.
It's so easy to not commit certain kinds of penalties. It's easy not to commit those penalties.
You know that there's a right way and a wrong way to act.
Yeah.
And if you don't know it by the time you're 18, and they're definitely 18, then you shouldn't be on the team. We give our money to the alumni fund, and they play their scholarships. There are other young men with a lot of character who would love a scholarship to LSU and play for LSU. We don't have to have a winning team. We just have to have a team with people who know how to act. We don't need those types of people.
And I think that's a really good point. You know, so many penalties are just so meaningless. And there was a targeting penalty in a game. And there are still targeting penalties in college and in the NFL. And I don't understand why it's so difficult for players to understand that you can't target with your helmet. How difficult is that? And you can tell when these players are targeting, you can tell that they've prepared for the target, the targeting. They've prepared for that targeting hit. They prepare for it moments before they do it. It's not like they're not planning for it. Their heads are down. It's premeditated. Or it's so instinctive that they can't help themselves. I don't understand why so much emphasis can be placed on something like a targeting hit, and yet so many players are guilty of targeting. I just don't understand it. If you've got a comment, the Okunor Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Saints open the season Sunday. Are they going to beat the Panthers? Hope so. All right, we've got your Saints tickets. If you want to go to the game and enjoy the ultimate experience Sunday, we've got tickets to the Saints-Carolina game. First regular season, home opener, Caesar Superdome Sunday afternoon. Plus, you win tickets, you score two premium tickets, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. I have been to this many times. Great food, unlimited premium liquor. You can have a lot of fun. It's right next to the dome overlooking Champion Square. It's a great way to start the game. Go early, get filled up, get a little buzz on, and just walk over to the game. And all of this is from WWL. Go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and enter for your chance to win Saints tickets and a pair of passes to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group. And this is from the Saints and Saints Radio, WWL. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 2005, Fats Domino was rescued from his house after Katrina hit the city. He was 77 years old at the time. He refused to move, even though he was told that there was an evacuation in place. He refused to evacuate. He was reported missing since the storm hit a few days before. The flooding hit the city and caused thousands to be feared dead, and there were people who thought Fats was dead. But on this day in 2005, they rescued the Fat Man. I'm Scoot on the Air. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Frank, who's listening in Long Island. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
Scoot, how you been, buddy?
Good.
I called up mainly because I used to be 25, 30 years ago. I was president of a little league with 1,600 ball players for about 15, 16 years. And all you had, you know, a lot of times you had with the parents arguing with the coaches. I solved that problem, okay, especially with the 8-year-olds. It was amazing with the 8-year-olds when they moved up from T-ball. I solved that problem. Just a footnote, when my younger son was 6 years old, he had brain cancer. So he wasn't supposed to live a year. He winds up, he just turned 34.
Wow.
So a year later, my wife and I decided, hey, we're going to start what they call a challenger division, which are for all handicapped children in town, kids with all different things. So the other towns found out about it. They all joined our league. Every parent in town, so you're talking about 3,500, 4,000 parents, all had my cell phone number. And I told them at auditorium meetings, if you have a problem with the coach, you call me. The rules were, since we had a lot of kids on each team, each kid would bat once and play the field three innings out of the six. Well, I get these phone calls. I turn them around and said, okay, I'm holding all my meetings face-to-face at a field called Gaynor Park softball field between 5 and 7, 5 and 8 on Fridays. Well, they came down. This one guy came down fit to be tied. He turns around and says, where's this guy? Everybody calls Uncle Frank. Everybody in town called me Uncle Frank. Where's this guy, Uncle Frank? He says, over there in second base with the kid with the wheelchair. So I wait about 10 minutes. I go over to him. I says, you have a problem with your kid playing time? He says, you're a smart guy. He says, how can we complain when we're watching what's going on here? As you know, these kids get dressed a day before in their uniforms, and you're complaining about your son didn't get it. I said, why don't you coach a team? I got 15 kids on each team in this 8-year-old division. I said, get two fathers together, break it up. And that solved the problem. And one little funny antidote, pitcher day, we got, again, 1,600 kids take a pitcher. I stood in the middle, so no parents got into the gyms. I'm getting a tap on my shoulder. So I put my finger up, wait a minute. So my 3-4 volunteers in front of me, they're cracking up. I go, would you guys help me? You're sending the kids here too fast. He says, you better turn around. I turned around. My nose hit the guy's chest. A wall of a man is there. It was Marty Lyons. He lived in the same town, Smithtown, New York. I look at him. I go, yes, sir. He goes, I have a problem with the. I said, no problem. The problem's solved. He says, you didn't hear it yet. I said, I'm going to say no to you. What's the problem? He says, the 6-year-olds and the 5-year-olds, their hats fall down over their eyes. I said, well, the mom's like that. I said, don't worry about it. Within a week, I'll have it taken. Give me 2 weeks taken care of. So I did. I called the store. We got it all taken care of. I get a phone call from 2 weeks later, and he invites me to a cigar night. So I said, can I bring a couple of my buddies? I said, okay. I go there. Good thing I brought my checkbook with me. He runs Make-A-Wish Foundation, an excellent job. But it was a little funny story. They turned around and said, oh, my God, this guy's going to get pissed at me. How am I going to win this fight?
That's
but,
cool.
But we did solve the problem in town. I said either 2 or 3 coaches coached the 8-year-old team, or, you know, and if any coach didn't do the right thing, I called him up and like,
yeah, good,
you
know. Good.
But, and I actually stayed there 6 years after because the supervisor in town said, Frank, could you please stay? He says, you know, I said, my oldest boy graduated the program at 12. So I stayed until he was 18. I had no kid in Little League other than my special needs stud. So they named the field after me after
that's
all that.
Really, that's a great honor. Frank, thank you very much for sharing that story. And I'm sure you've heard this in our news. The Louisiana High School Athletic Association is dealing with a referee shortage. And one of the reasons they have a referee shortage is because of the parents. The behavior of the parents and the fans in the stands. They are verbally and sometimes physically assaulting the officials. And that's what the association is blaming the shortage on. And so they're going to start cracking down on misbehavior on the part of parents and fans. And, you know, if the coach or if the official is making a mistake in a game, you know, you can't verbally abuse them. You can't physically assault them. There's a way to handle it if they make a mistake. So learn to control yourself. And if you as a parent can't control yourself in the stands, don't go. And if you can't control yourself in the stands, then, you know, don't be upset if a younger generation doesn't act like you think they should act because they're watching your behavior. From Metairie, Michael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going?
Good.
Great, great. Look, I got a tip for Coach Kelly. But first of all, I want to tell you about a glorious dream I had last night.
Okay.
It's January 20th, 2025. It's Washington, D.C., a glorious day. The sun is shining. It's 72 degrees. And a massive crowd has gathered to celebrate the Harris-Waltz victory. And suddenly the crowd gets completely silent, and a big, beautiful orchestra comes out, led by 20 violinists. And they start playing this song. And here's the words. Waltzing Miss Harris, waltzing Miss Harris, we'll come a waltzing Miss Harris with you. We'll swing and we'll sway up Pennsylvania Avenue, and we'll come a waltzing Miss Harris with you. And then the crowd starts going up Pennsylvania, led by thousands of Swifties.
But wait. But this crowd doesn't attack. They don't attack the Capitol or anything.
No.
Okay. You know,
anyway, you ready?
Go ahead.
You ready for Coach Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Coach Kelly, you have to give a call to a coach named Rich Rodriguez. You know who Rich was?
No.
Rich was a great, great coach for the Tulane Green Waves. He was an assistant coach, and after this team went undefeated, and every top college in the world wanted, in the States, wanted him. Michigan, he ended up at Arizona. But anyway, he was the architect of this offense. I went to see the team at the Superdome after they went 8-0, and I said, I've got to watch this team. I've never seen a Tulane game before. I come to the stadium on the first offensive a flurry of the game. Sean King, the quarterback, comes out. He goes under center, but there's no huddle. He looks over to the side, and a baseball coach, Rich Rodriguez, a baseball-like coach, is giving all kinds of signals like you do in a baseball game.
Right.
And they were the greatest offense I have ever seen. They went undefeated. They won the, I think, they beat some team in a nice bowl game. And what LSU needs to do is, they have no defense. They've got to get that offense. No huddle, just passing almost every down. That's their only chance. Call Rich Rodriguez, Kelly, unless you want to go down again for your 50 in a row.
Michael, I appreciate the call, but, you know, there was a time in the game when LSU's defense was doing a good job. I mean, I thought LSU had that game won. And maybe they thought they had it won. And maybe they just relaxed. And it just goes to show you that you got to keep going. I don't care whether it's a football game or a sales call or anything in life. You got to keep going until it's over. And I mean, I hate to use the cliche, but it's never over until it's over. But some people apparently like have the tendency to think, oh, we got this one. I mean, I've seen the Saints do it. And it obviously it's, you know, not conscious, but subconscious. I've seen the Saints do it. And so have you countless times. Well, they had a game won. They had it in their hands, and they relaxed. And the other team came back and beat them. There's no excuse for that. Play till the end. Don't give up. And that's what Boston College did last night in beating Florida State, which is now out of the top 25. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1970, Arthur Brown was arrested at a festival in Italy when he set his helmet on fire during the performance of this song, Fire, one of his big hits. He stripped naked during the stage performance, and he spent 4 days in solitary confinement before he was released. You know, some of these people, some of these baby boomer artists, they were just crazy. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, more of your calls, more of your texts coming up on WWL. All right, some NFL fans are complaining because there's a new promo out for the 2024 NFL season, which begins this weekend, Saints in the Dome against the Panthers. And Taylor Swift dominates the new promo. In fact, Joe Burrow and Brock Purdy, quarterbacks for the Bengals and the 49ers, were totally left out of the promo, but Taylor Swift is in it a lot. Taylor Swift has become associated with the NFL. And you know, a lot of Trump fans who follow the NFL, they don't like seeing Taylor Swift. They boo her when they see her on the big screen when she's at a game. They don't like her because they think she's going to endorse Kamala Harris. And she might. She endorsed Joe Biden in the past. She hasn't endorsed anybody yet. She might not endorse anybody. But they know that she's liberal, and they know that she would never endorse Donald Trump, even though somebody in the I don't know whether it was somebody with the Trump campaign or one of Trump's followers, but they did this mock-up using artificial intelligence and photoshopping stuff, and they made it seem as if a Taylor Swift rally, they were all wearing MAGA hats and MAGA shirts, and that was fake. That was simply not true, because Taylor Swift would never endorse Donald Trump. So some fans are upset that she's such a big part of the NFL. But it's all about popularity. It's all about entertainment. So I guess the NFL thinks they're doing the right thing. Let's go to Harry, who's in Mid-City. Hey, Harry, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Yep, Scoot, I got to tell you something. All those guys, I respect everybody's opinion. I'm in a different world. I have no idea what the devil they're talking about with this LSU situation. The bottom line, it reminds me of a child at one of these deals where they you get the food out there. What they call that? You pick your own food out. What's the name of that? Well,
buffet. Like a buffet. Yeah.
And a child running wild. You as a parent call that child over, and if necessary, you say, "Let's step outside." I seen the coach. I knew when the game was going on. He was too calm. He was too okay with it. He didn't. I would have called them people around my whole team in the circle and said, "Do you know what you're doing now? You know what I'm saying?" Yeah. And that would have changed.
It's interesting No, go ahead. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, I know times have changed and all of that, but if you let it go, it's gonna go. You know, you taking it easy like that, and I think the coach is the number one reason why they lost. Didn't coach.
I think,
you know, all this old $2 for $1 stuff, no. Just like the children running wild at the buffet, step outside, son, and you stand them there. He know what's coming. He know what's coming.
Harry, I appreciate the call. I thought Brian Kelly appeared to be kind of calm during the game. He was really heated after the game. And maybe Brian Kelly himself thought that the Tigers had the game won. But that was a game LSU should not have lost. They let it happen to themselves. They weren't beaten. They let USC beat them. And it was all about emotion. It was all about momentum. And LSU did not have it. And LSU fans should not be happy with that. All right, let's go to Anthony in New Orleans. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, how you doing today, school?
Good.
Look, I have for years said this about Alvin Kamara, right, and the Saints team, right? And everybody want to blame it on the offensive line, or they want to blame it on this and that and the other, right? If you know talent and you know how to use it and you know how to play it, you can have a winning team. If you don't know how to play it and you're the owner or the coach or whoever and you don't know how to play your talent, then that's the coach and the ownership problem, right? Alvin Kamara was never a guy to be. I watched Alvin Kamara too many times have to go for a 4th-and-1, and he couldn't get it, right? And they blamed that on the offensive line and this, that, and other, and on everything. You should never be trying to run Alvin Kamara up the hole. He's too light, and he's a finesse tailback type of running back. You throw him the ball out in the open and stuff like that. You don't never try to run this man up a hole. And he's the only back in the backfield. Everybody know he getting the ball, and you try to run him up the hole. So Alvin Kamara, to me, I already knew was going to be gone. They was going to cut him. It wasn't going to be long after Drew Brees that Alvin Kamara was going to be gone. and Michael Thomas was going to be gone after Drew Brees. It wasn't going to be long. Because all of them people you put up on a pedestal long as Drew Brees was here. Then once Drew Brees left, now all of a sudden these people is gone now. Right? And then you lied so many years about Michael Thomas' ankle and this and that and the other. Why you put that man on the bench for what? Maybe 2 years?
Well, right? Don't you think, Michael, who was lying about his ankle? Was it Michael Thomas?
My point is, the team tried to lie and say Michael Thomas' ankle for about 2 years,
yeah,
or whatever the case may be, why they wasn't playing him. Right? Well, so my point was, what they did was they put him on the bench. Mad at him or whatever the excuse they had, they put him on the bench. And then when they tried to bring him back, they lied again, put him back on the bench. And before you know it, he was cut.
Well, I think, look, go ahead, Anthony, finish up.
That you claim he was the number one man, yeah, long as Drew Brees was playing.
Well, I think there were some things about Michael Thomas that were not sincere. I don't know how much of a dedicated player he was. And I think he made a lot of decisions for himself that may have put him on the bench. All right, Alvin Kamara, if you haven't heard, he put his $2.75 million Bell Chase home on the market. It's up for sale. And he says it's too late for contract talks. He's not talking about it right now, but, hey, may talk about it, after the season. So I don't know how the Saints are going to be this year. They open up the season Sunday. I'm really excited about it. I hope they win. I hope they take it seriously. They should beat the Panthers. But hopefully this is going to be a year where, the Saints just explode. I'm Scooty. We'll be back. All right, coming up in the next hour, we've got some new polling information on Harris and Trump. Also, if you're on hold, stay with us. I promise we're going to get to your calls. And I'm not a campaign politician, so chances are I'm going to live up to that promise. Also, we've got a lot of texts that have been pouring in. We'll get to some of your text messages. And do you think LSU coach Brian Kelly is earning his salary? Brian Kelly was paid big, 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 giant bucks. Is he earning his salary? He certainly got outcoached the other night against USC. He was mad, but the players may not have been really all the way ready to play for the entire game. Did the players give up? How much of that falls on the coach? We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the air. Feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday. Cold front coming through here. It's going to be a great weekend next weekend, and we'll be back. All right, some NFL fans are complaining because there's a new promo out for the 2024 NFL season, which begins this weekend. Saints in the Dome against the Panthers. And Taylor Swift dominates the new promo. In fact, Joe Burrow and Brock Purdy, quarterbacks for the Bengals and the 49ers, were totally left out of the promo, but Taylor Swift is in it a lot. Taylor Swift has become associated with the NFL, and a lot of Trump fans who follow the NFL, they don't like seeing Taylor Swift. They boo her when they see her on the big screen when she's at a game. They don't like her because they think she's going to endorse Kamala Harris, and she might. She endorsed Joe Biden in the past. She hasn't endorsed anybody yet. She might not endorse anybody, but they know that she's liberal, and they know that she would never endorse Donald Trump, even though somebody in the I don't know whether it was somebody with the Trump campaign or one of Trump's followers, but they did this mock-up using artificial intelligence and Photoshopping stuff, and they made it seem as if a Taylor Swift rally, they were all wearing MAGA hats and MAGA shirts, and that was fake. That was simply not true, because Taylor Swift would never endorse Donald Trump. So some fans are upset that she's such a big part of the NFL. But it's all about popularity. It's all about entertainment, so I guess the NFL thinks they're doing the right thing. Let's go to Harry, who's in Mid-City. Hey, Harry, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Yep, Scoot, I got to tell you something. All those guys, I respect everybody's opinion. I'm in a different world. I have no idea what the devil they're talking about with this LSU situation. The bottom line, it reminds me of a child at one of these deals where you get the food out there. What they call that? You pick your own food out. What's the name of that?
Buffet. A buffet. Yeah.
And a child running wild. You, as a parent, call that child over, and if necessary, you say, let's step outside. I seen the coach. I knew when the game was going on. He was too calm. He was too okay with it. He didn't. I would have called them people around, my whole team in the circle, and said, "Do you know what you're doing now? You know what I'm saying?" And yeah. That would have changed.
It's interesting No, go ahead. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I know times have changed and all of that, but if you let it go, it's going to go. You know, you taking it easy like that, and I think the coach is the number one reason why they lost. He didn't coach.
I think,
all this old $2 stuff, no. Just like the children running wild at the buffet, step outside, son, and you stand them there. He know what's coming. He know what's coming.
Harry, I appreciate the call. I thought Brian Kelly appeared to be kind of calm during the game. He was really heated after the game, and maybe Brian Kelly himself thought that the Tigers had the game won. But that was a game LSU should not have lost. They let it happen to themselves. They weren't beaten. They let USC beat them. And it was all about emotion. It was all about momentum, and LSU did not have it. And LSU fans should not be happy with that. All right, let's go to Anthony in New Orleans. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, how you doing today, school?
Good.
Look, I have for years said this about Alvin Kamara, right, and the Saints team, right? And everybody want to blame it on the offensive line, or they want to blame it on this and that and the other, right? If you know talent and you know how to use it and you know how to play it, you can have a winning team. If you don't know how to play it and you're the owner or the coach or whoever and you don't know how to play your talent, then that's the coach and the ownership problem, right? Alvin Kamara was never a guy to – I watched Alvin Kamara too many times have to go for a 4th-and-1, and he couldn't get it, right? And they blamed that on the offensive line and this, that, and other, and on everything. You should never be trying to run Alvin Kamara up the hole. He's too light, and he's a finesse tailback type of running back. You throw him the ball out in the open and stuff like that. You don't never try to run this man up a hole. And he's the only back in the backfield. Everybody know he getting the ball, and you try to run him up the hole. So Alvin Kamara, see, I already knew was going to be gone. They was going to cut him. It wasn't going to be long after Drew Brees that Alvin Kamara was going to be gone. And Michael Thomas was going to be gone after Drew Brees. It wasn't going to be long. Because all of them people you put up on a pedestal long as Drew Brees was here. Then once Drew Brees left, now all of a sudden these people is gone now. Right? And then you lied so many years about Michael Thomas' ankle and this and that and the other. Why you put that man on the bench for what? Maybe 2 years?
Well, right? Don't you think, Michael, who was lying about his ankle? Was it Michael Thomas?
My point is, the team tried to lie and say Michael Thomas' ankle for about 2 years,
yeah,
or whatever the case may be, why they wasn't playing him, right? So my point was, what they did was they put him on the bench, mad at him or whatever the excuse they had. They put him on the bench, and then when they tried to bring him back, they lied again, put him back on the bench, and before you know it, he was cut.
Well, go ahead, Anthony, finish up.
That you claim he was the number one man, yeah, long as Drew Brees was playing.
Well, I think there were some things about Michael Thomas that were not sincere. I don't know how much of a dedicated player he was, and I think he made a lot of decisions for himself that may have put him on the bench. All right, Alvin Kamara, if you haven't heard, he put his $2.75 million Bell Chase home on the market. It's up for sale. And he says it's too late for contract talks. He's not talking about it right now, but, hey, may talk about it, after the season. So I don't know how the Saints are going to be this year. They open up the season Sunday. I'm really excited about it. I hope they win. I hope they take it seriously. They should beat the Panthers. But hopefully this is going to be a year where, you know, the Saints just explode. I'm Scooty. We'll be back. All right, coming up in the next hour, we've got some new polling information on Harris and Trump. Also, if you're on hold, stay with us. I promise we're going to get to your calls. And I'm not a campaign politician, so chances are I'm going to live up to that promise. Also, we've got a lot of texts that have been pouring in. We'll get to some of your text messages. And do you think LSU coach Brian Kelly is earning his salary? Brian Kelly was paid big, 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 giant bucks. is he earning his salary? He certainly got outcoached the other night against USC. He was mad, but the players may not have been really all the way ready to play for the entire game. Did the players give up? How much of that falls on the coach? We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the air. Feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday. Cold front coming through here. It's going to be a great weekend next weekend, and we'll be back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.